My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Bills back in prime time at MetLife Stadium. Mentioned for you earlier as we bring in Sal Capaccio for Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Pre-game version, though. The Jets and Giants are 4-30 in their last 34 primetime games. They don't do well on primetime. Good morning, Sal. How are you?
Good morning. And I saw last night... They're even worse. Their regular percentage, they're like worse at home, I think, than they are in their overall percentage on prime time. So hopefully the Bills can, you know, keep that going tonight at MetLife. It reminds me of last year, week number one. Hopefully not the same result for the Bills, but the remember the Giants had played week one at home to the Cowboys and got crushed. And then next night the Bills played at the Jets. So it's the same situation here this weekend where back-to-back nights, Giants home primetime, Jets home primetime.
Yep. So let's do the Barnes injury report brought to you by the Barnes firm. Car crash for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. We're waiting for word on a number of players. Ed Oliver's been ruled out. I saw Adam Schefter tweet that James Cook is planning to play, but we don't have that officially, right? He was limited at practice.
Right.
And Khalil Shakir, another one to watch. How does the full injury report look in terms of guys that are still on it? I know it ended up being like 16 names long, but a lot of those names were full participants by the end of the week. So what is the number at really right now that we're watching?
5, but only 4 that we don't know of. One is out, as you said, at Oliver. So there's the participation report, which is the injury report all week, and then there's the game status report. There's only 4 people remaining there that we don't know. One is running back James Cook. Now, Jeremy, based on like how these things normally go and watching practice, if you would have said to me, you know, yesterday, day before, like, what do you think about James Cook? I'd be like, yeah, I really don't think so. I mean, just he hasn't practiced. And then Adam Schefter tweets that Cook's agency says he's planning on playing.
Yeah.
And then McDermott says he's questionable. So I'm going to roll with that now and think, okay, looks like he's going to have a real shot here to be out there tonight. Cornerback Taron Johnson would be the opposite for me, which is he's practiced for 2 weeks. He doesn't even have a red non-contact jersey on. At this point, I'd be really surprised if he doesn't play. So to me, it's trending like that's going to happen. Defensive tackle Austin Johnson, you never know. We'll see. He's got an oblique injury. He's been limited all week. We'll see about that one. And then, of course, Khalil Shakir same thing as James Cook to me, but maybe I would have all week been a little bit more optimistic on him because he was doing a little bit more than Cook off to the side. And he did practice for the first time on Friday on a limited basis, Saturday, and he's questionable. So I think the two we're really watching here are Cook and Shakir, because I'm pretty confident at this point that Taron Johnson will suit up.
You know, Sal, I know that, you know, player health is most important. They want their guys back. And we know that there's also a bit of a scale. Like, oh, if this were a playoff game, he could play. I wonder what that means for a division game where it's the difference between being in second place or having a two-game lead. Like, this is a very big game for the Bills, and I wonder how that would affect a decision on a guy like Shakir, who clearly they have seen in the last game and a half how much they miss him when he's out of the lineup.
Yeah, I agree with you. I wonder the same thing. Like, I mean, you know, do you just kind of say, all right, you know, if we can get something out of him, it's better than nothing, or we're going to hold him back for another week. You know, I feel like that was the case maybe with both Terrell Bernard a couple of weeks ago and then Taron Johnson last week, which is, hey, you know, we have a division game coming up with Taron Johnson, you know, this week. Let's wait another week, because remember, he was questionable last week. Is this a week where, okay, you know, we can get something out of Khalil Shakir. Maybe he's not 100%, but he can play. And then is that different if it's, you know, if it was next week at home against the Titans, if they're 4-2 in the same situation, right? I also just also obviously think about what's the chances of, you know, re-injury a lot of times. You think about James Cook, you know, he's dealing with a foot/toe injury. Like, is this the kind of injury where, hey, you know what, he can play, he'll be fine, it might be a little painful, probably not going to have a chance to re-injure it unless he did something similar to it. Or is it a situation where, man, he just, like, a few too many cuts, and that's, you know, going to be really bothering him? That could also play into something like this.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline ahead of Bills-Jets. You know, Sal, one storyline, I've been talking a little bit about the Bills' offense this morning. Defense, they look pretty healthy almost all the way back. Again, no Oliver, no Milano, but enough pieces in there. And what we really get tonight is something we thought we would get to open the season last year, which is the first look at Aaron Rodgers. Now he's got, you know, five games under his belt. What do you expect in the way that the Bills will defend Rodgers in this game?
Yeah, a couple of things here, Jeremy. Number one, I agree with you that, like, you know, getting the pieces back, I think that it can't be understated about, you know, what the Bills have lost here in the middle of the field through the first several weeks of the season. Now they get Terrell Bernard back last week, but not having Taron Johnson. And, you know, I mean, I think Cam Lewis is a really good player as a replacement, but Taron Johnson's an all-pro, and it allows you to have Cam Lewis more flexible to be that dime safety, to come in different situations, kind of lets him be a little bit more in his natural, you know, spot on a roster. And then I think Taylor Rapp, too. Like, tonight, to transition Aaron Rodgers, like you said, you know, Aaron Rodgers is incredible, right? He's a Hall of Famer. The Bills aren't gonna fool him. They're not gonna you can disguise as much as you want. You're not gonna fool Aaron Rodgers, but having a guy like Cole Bishop back there, I think Aaron Rodgers could fool him a little bit more than he could fool Taylor Rapp. And I think getting Taylor Rapp back is just a really big deal, you know, for this unit to have a veteran safety versus a rookie who we really like. I like Cole Bishop. I think he's gonna be good in this league, but, you know, obviously he had a couple struggles last week, and he's still learning the game. And I think that allows the defense to really just kind of play straight up against Aaron Rodgers and say, okay, like, we just think we're going to be better than you, and we're going to come after you. And I think that's what they're going to do, Jeremy, which is make sure that he just can't, you know, get out. You get to him as quick as you can. I don't think he's been as mobile even the last couple of weeks as he was the first couple of weeks. I was very impressed the first couple of weeks that Aaron Rodgers was able to get out of the pocket a little bit more than I thought he would in their first couple of games. And I'm like, okay, like, actually he's looking pretty good. He's been getting beaten up a lot, and because of that, he's getting rid of the ball very quickly. And I think that's the key right here, which is, you know what, don't give him time to extend plays. Even if he's not mobile and running around back there, you know, don't allow, make, force him to continue to just get rid of the ball quickly. Everything for them is a struggle right now on offense, and part of the reason is because, you know, they're just trying to get rid of the ball, not let him be in harm's way back there. And I think that's what you have to do against Aaron Rodgers right now. To me, the biggest thing here, though, is the Jets are going to run the ball against
them.
Going
to test.
I really believe that.
I saw numbers on, like, Todd Downing, their OC, how often he has run the ball in the past when he's got, and they are coming off a game, Sal, where Rodgers threw the ball 54 times against Minnesota last week. So, yeah, they're going to look at this Bills defense and maybe think they can make some money in the run game.
I mean, listen, the Bills are 32nd in the league in stopping the run against, you know, per play. Why wouldn't you? If you're the Jets, you're feeding Breece Hall tonight. You're feeding Breelan Allen tonight. I think that that's what they're going to do. They're going to try and be physical and play big boy football against the Bills and say, we're going to bet that you can't stop us. Now, listen, part of the Todd Downing numbers are a little skewed because he had Derrick Henry, you know, in Tennessee. So he's running a lot, right? I mean, he was the offensive coordinator in Tennessee with them. But yeah, I think that that's what they're going to do. What the best way to protect Aaron Rodgers is to have him hand the ball off and be successful. The problem is, Jeremy, the Jets they can't run the ball this year so far. They just can't. I mean, if they start to run the ball against the Bills tonight, look out, because that really just allows their offense to do what they want to do. It's incumbent upon the Bills to make sure the Jets still can't run the ball. Then if you can get Aaron Rodgers in third and sixth situations, now you can really kind of force the issue a little bit more like you want with them.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. We'll get some calls in. Brian in Arcade. Brian, good morning. You're on with Sal.
Hey, guys. So as we kind of worked through offensive tape the last week or so, I listened to three analysts, Greg Cosell, Orlovsky, and then Matt Harmon. They all pretty much hit on schematic diversity as a problem with the Bills. I mean, Cosell noted there's no intermediate pass game. Orlovsky talked about how there's only two concepts out of 12 personnel when the Bills run play action. And Matt Harmon talked about Keon Coleman's usage, and he's 80% as the X receiver, and he's not able to get out of man coverage at all. Said he's lost in man coverage. You know, and then for me, I think this is like the last call for Curtis Samuel. Like, if he's going to be running orbit motion and slot again tonight, and he's at 20 to 30% snap count, I think the train's leaving the station on, you know, we're going to see him on the outside trying to beat man coverage. I don't know what they've done with him and what the plan is, but I'm kind of losing confidence that, you know, tonight's the last call on that. So what I would expect is the Jets to completely smother the outside game, especially if you're going to, you know, trust Mac Hollins to be on the outside. I think they'll smother the outside completely. They'll force everything to the middle. And then Allen's going to have to play this patient check down game. And you're going to have to punt and play field position, because I expect a low scoring game with a ton of running. I don't think there's going to be any room for our wide receivers to operate.
Well, thanks, Brian. This work, Shakir, is key. And, you know, Sal, They've got Sauce Gardner, who's got a lot of a big reputation, maybe not having the best year, but DJ Reed is having a great year. So they've got two corners that can probably lock things down on the outside, right? And then it becomes a Kincaid and hopefully Shakir game or a scheme game. I mean, I think that Brian brings up a number of good points on why this matchup has been a problem in the past. And I felt for a long time, I know they beat them 32-6 last time they played in Buffalo, but I felt for a long time the Jets are not afraid of the Bills' weapons. And right now, I feel like they might lean into that even more.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, I mean, look at the first several games and what teams are doing, especially the last couple of weeks. If you're the Jets, aren't you just going with that blueprint? It's what you do anyway, right? I mean, the Jets are just a really aggressive defense. The Jets have actually played quite a bit of man-to-man this year, and now the Bills are seeing a lot of man-to-man. You know what you're going to do tonight? You're going to see a lot of man-to-man defense. So it's on Joe Brady to figure out how to get guys away, but it's on those guys to win, right? That's the other part of it. You got to win your one-on-one battles, and you have to find ways to get open. And what teams have done the last few weeks, we've talked a lot about this, is they've just gone man-to-man on the outside. And they said, all right, then we're just going to run pressure at you. We can bet that your receivers can't get open within the first few seconds. And then Josh Allen's internal clock has to speed up. And he has to try to either scramble around and make a heroic play, which he can do once in a while, but hasn't happened necessarily.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Last game and or two other than the one throw in Baltimore, and he's going to be off. Their timing's going to be off. That's exactly what's happened to the Buffalo Bills. You get Khalil Shakir back, that can change a little bit, right? Because now you have a few more maybe easy button throws, a few more spots where maybe he can beat a guy in the middle of the field. The Bills have done nothing in the middle of the field lately because Josh Allen is scrambling to his right or scrambling to his left because teams are blanketing the outside and then bringing pressure and putting a spy there. I mean, it's been the formula. They're going to see that tonight. I mean, there's no tricks tonight from the New York Jets. The Bills know exactly what the Jets are going to do. It's about beating them. It's about, understanding that and figuring out a way to get by that. I agree with the caller. That's exactly what the Jets are going to do. So let's see if the Bills have an answer tonight for that. And hopefully with Khalil Shakir, they can at least have some semblance of trying to figure out how to combat that.
One stat for you here, numbers on the Jets. You know, anybody out there can decide if this is scary or maybe inflated, okay? But the Jets have allowed a league low 4.3 net yards per pass attempt, and they're second best with 136 yards passing allowed per game. Now, who do they play? That does matter. Purdy, good. Levis, Brissett, Darnold, and Bo Nix. It's a Jets pass defense that has really impressive numbers. They're going against the best quarterback they've faced yet, but again, maybe this is going to be more than ever, Sal, a question about whether or not Josh Allen has enough to make it through the season in terms of a supporting cast.
Yeah, for sure. I think this is there's a short term and a long term here, right? Like the short term is tonight. Do you have enough to figure out what's happened in the last couple of weeks and say, all right, we can beat what they're going to do. We have a couple plans here tonight. And then there's the long term, which is as the caller was kind of alluding to, last chance for, to see Curtis Samuel do something, and he expects the Jets to do this. Yeah, they're going to do that. Every team's going to keep doing it until the Bills show they can do something different. So what's the long-term solution? Are they just going to keep the status quo? Hopefully, maybe tonight shows them that, I think as of right now, the Bills are just waiting on seeing, okay, let's just see where this goes the next couple of weeks, how we, can kind of combat some things here, get in the lab, figure it out, have some guys do a little bit of a better job in their own one-on-ones, like I said. So short-term tonight, can they figure it out against the Jets? And then long-term, what happens if we see the exact same kind of result tonight with the wide receivers? What was it last week? 4 for 18. Last week, Josh Allen targeting wide receivers, 4 for 18. Some of that's on Josh. I mean, a couple plays where he should have put the ball a little bit better. There's no doubt about that, where he had an opportunity in a window, but it just didn't work. But overall, I just think it's the overall schematic – way that it's going, the people, the personnel, everything together. And I will just wonder where this goes over the next few weeks if we see even more of that tonight.
Ian in Ontario next up with Sal. Hey, Ian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about the Bills-Jets tonight. Obviously, I'm going to the game. And
nice.
I think it's going to be, if we don't have Khalil Shakir as a wide receiver tonight, it's going to be a really bad game. And I think we should actually be really scared about what the Jets are going to do to us when they're on defense. And I also just want to say that one thing we haven't really been talking about, and that's partially because he was cleared, but Josh Allen with the head injury.
Yeah.
Because, sure, he might have been cleared by the NFL, but, you never know with head injuries what's going on through his head. So that's going to be another factor tonight, I think. So thanks for taking my call, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Ian. Yeah, so over the weekend we got that the NFL and NFLPA, they conducted their investigation as to whether or not the proper protocols were followed, and they found, yes, they were. And I would say, with regard to that, I am with the Bills fans that still would express some concern. You know, Allen's answer about what happened in the tent was a little bit, you know, passive of an answer. And not to say anybody did anything wrong, but I think football fans and Bills fans have their antenna up over that whole sequence because they got the ball back a lot quicker than they were supposed to, right? And that led to a sped up timeline. But, you know, what are you going to do? They said that they did their investigation and they said everything was on the up and up, which, you know, you take the league at their word, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it after the game, and I explained everything that happened on the sidelines, what I saw. I was very confident that they followed all the protocols because I saw it with my own two eyes. I was standing right there. I watched the independent neurologist walk into the tent with him. I watched him, you know, I watched them open it up and him stay in there even though the Bills had gotten the ball back. They were in there for quite a while. And he came to the podium after the game. I was told around the sidelines he was evaluated for head injury and cleared to go in the game. That was never a question for me. Like, there, as far as his answer, I agree with you, Jeremy. It was a little passive. I wonder, though, too, and I don't know this, I wonder if he did that because he knew the team knew there was an investigation going on. They just want to say anything. You know right. what I mean? Like, we want to make sure. You know, we're going to say we'll say this, and then that's all I'm going to say about it. And then once the investigation happens, I don't know. I haven't thought much about it, to be quite honest, because I've seen these things before where you're down there and guys get evaluated for head injuries and they come back in the game. I've seen them where obviously guys get evaluated and they're out of a game. So everybody has obviously their own right and opinion to believe what they want about it, but he wasn't even on the injury report. He was never in concussion protocol. He was on the injury report, though, but not with a head injury, obviously. So I haven't thought much about that. You know, last night, by the way, did you see the same thing kind of happen to Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
Joe Burrow had his head slammed on the turf near the end of the game. He also went into the tent. And then I was waiting for a sideline report to come out about that. I never heard anything. And then all of a sudden, he's just back on the field. So I'm like, all right, I guess he was cleared.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Sal, speaking of head injuries, Taylor Rapp, the report is he's going to wear the Guardian cap during the game.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, look, I mean, the guys can do that now. And, you know, it's so funny. I'm still friends with Mark Kelso, you know, and he did radio for us for years. And he was a safety back in the day. And it's so funny because Mark was so ahead of his time. I think about this sometimes where Mark was like the original Guardian cap guy. It wasn't the Guardian cap. It was that extra shell he wore. And, you know, people would kind of snicker and make a little fun of him. Look, guy, he looks a little different. Look at that helmet he's wearing. Well, look at it now. I mean, and by the way, Mark is really still involved with helmet technology and all these kinds of things with concussions. I actually hooked him up with a local high school coach where the team in Buffalo area, a young man needed a special helmet. And I got Mark in touch with them. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is I think it's amazing when I think about it now that these guys are doing this now. And I think back to 30 years ago, Jeremy, and Mark Kelso was doing this. He's the only one. And people were wondering, why is this guy doing this? And now look at it, right? I mean, you can do that. And I think it's awesome that guys are not afraid to say, hey, I don't care what I look like. I'm trying to stay healthy.
Yeah. I mentioned earlier, I bet he gets a lot of questions from players. You know, maybe it's a different time. You're mentioning Kelso, like they'd look at him funny and, you know, was it the great Kazoo or something?
Kazoo. They used to call him Kazoo, yeah.
Yeah. And now I wonder if players would, instead of taking that route, they would just say, like, so you notice the difference? What's it like? I'm sure a lot of these players have considered it, and I can't think of a downside for any player to wear it.
No, I agree. The only downside, I guess, would be aesthetics. And, you know, players now have so much more knowledge and, I think, you know, just awareness of what's happening with the head injuries that I don't think they would think about that nearly as much. I mean, I guess I'd have to see, like, ask like a wide receiver if it's a little heavier on them or something. You know, can they move? Maybe something like that. But, you know, these guys are wearing it in practice all the time now. And I think it's just a matter of time before we see a lot more guys wearing it in games.
Yep. All right, Sal. Anything else for tonight's game? I mean, we've got Yankees Guardians at 7:30 going into it. So,
well, let's see. Our buddies John Scott and Josh Reed are both big Guardians fans, right? Mm-hmm. So we were doing it last night, and I said, you know, we all could go to the Bronx and get back in time for kickoff and first pitch. It's like a four, but we're not going to do that. But yeah, it's going on at the same time. Should be interesting right there. So do you know, I don't know how many Bills fans know this. I don't know if you know this, Jeremy, but the Bills assistant special teams coach, his name is Cody Harkey. Cody Harkey's dad is the Yankees bullpen coach. His name is Mike Harkey. So I don't know if you know that. He was actually in the hotel last night. I ran into him, said hi, and you know, good luck to him. So that's pretty cool tie-in right there.
Yeah. Well, Sal, enjoy the game. Is it? What's the weather look like? Is it going to rain? I mean, it's raining.
You know what?
All
no,
over.
No, I don't think it's going to rain at all. I think we're going to be. It's going to be really nice, but it's a little chilly. Yesterday, so get this, Jeremy. We leave the airport in Buffalo yesterday. It is, you know what? Yesterday was 50 degrees and miserable, right?
Yep.
Raining.
Yep.
50. We land in New Jersey, and we got below the front. The front was a little bit north, and it was 70 degrees and beautiful.
Nice.
Like, man, it was great. Went to Manhattan last night, walked around, went out to a nice dinner. It was great. Hit up Times Square. It was really cool last night. Come back, and tonight's going to be the same, except it's going to be colder. It's going to be probably about 50, low 50s at kickoff, and then it's going to get into the 40s during the game, but it's going to be clear and no rain. So
right.
I'll take it, right? Just got to dress a little bit warmer.
Very good. Thanks, Sal.
You got it.
Sal Capaccio, he will be, of course, on the sideline for tonight's game, Monday Night Football between the Bills and the Jets when we return. I have a Jets guest for you. Paul Esden is going to join us to talk about this Jets defense. And I've got some numbers from Pro Football Focus. The good news or the bad news? Josh, what do you want? The good news or the bad news?
Give me bad news first.
Okay, the bad news. The Jets' pass coverage is elite. According to Pro Football Focus, ranking all of the units in football, the best unit in football is the Steelers' pass rush. The second best unit in football is the Jets' coverage. They are great in the secondary. That's the bad news. You know what the good news is? Well, it's a little snark here, but I mean, if you're eliminating receivers that can't separate anyway, you know, who cares? I mean, you don't even have to have good coverage. By putting receivers that can't separate out on the outside against DJ Reed and Sauce Gardner, you're kind of taking DJ Reed and Sauce Gardner out of the game.
It's going to be a mental game. Hmm? They're going to think, oh, these guys don't separate, and boom, all of a sudden you're going to have separation.
Well, I think it's the opposite. I think it's kind of like when your fighter goes out and gets in a fight against their top center. Like, oh, 5 minutes each, they're both out of the game, I'll take that trade. DJ Reed takes out Mac Hollins. Advantage Bills.
He's like preoccupied with something just, you know, that might not be part of the game plan.
Silver lining. That's all. Silver lining. 803-0550. So Paul Esden Jr. joins us on the other side to talk about that Jets defense and the matchup for Monday Night Football. If you're on hold, to get to more of your calls as well. 803-0550. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.